Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You have a new text message.
Think of the magic eight ball. This is like the magic eight ball of radio. You get honest advice, opinions, experiences to help you with something going on in your life. But you've got to tell us what question we should put out there. Send them in now to the anonymous text line, 414-432-1099. Text roulette. Answering your questions here, and it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Radar, let's spin the wheel.
Grabbed it, spin it.
40.
Girl, 40. You're going to have to count down a little bit on that text list. And go ahead and send your text messages in.
Now that we've been doing this for a while, there are texts coming around the clock.
Yeah, exactly. You text in whenever you want. We'll see your text, land on it. We're going to scroll through and share it with the mix fam.
Have any of you cheated and your partner still doesn't know? That's what this question is.
Okay.
It's a little long here. It says,
all right.
At the very beginning of our relationship, before we were serious, I cheated on my boyfriend with my ex. We've been together for 5 years and now we're talking about getting married, but I still carry the guilt like it happened yesterday. He has no idea.
He doesn't know.
And part of me wants to come clean before we take the next step. Just terrified I'll destroy everything. Is honesty still the right thing this far down the line at the cost of our relationship?
So they haven't said anything.
And it's been 5 years.
And now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, maybe you just leave it. Maybe you just leave it alone.
You take that one to the grave and you don't say anything at all?
Just don't say anything. You don't say anything.
But then are you fully giving 100% of yourself to this person if you're still feeling this guilt inside? Now,
that was a one-off. Let's just move on.
They said it was very early in the relationship, so maybe that was a time where they didn't know, is this really going to go further? Is it not? And then next thing you know, a year passes, 3 years passes, now 5 years. The person's talking about getting married.
If you say something,
it will absolutely blow up the relationship.
Especially after 5 years, it would be like...
Because that's humiliating. That's humiliating. Yep. And to sit there and say, you've kept this for me from 5 years.
Why didn't you just tell me this right away?
It will blow up the relationship.
You just don't go, you don't say anything. Nothing.
The reaction's not, it's not going to be great.
Pretend like it didn't happen, right? Yeah, didn't happen. Done. Move on.
You have to think more... This is going to be kind of hard to say here, but it's...
No, I think we should just put it out there and say it how it feels.
Okay, this is what I would say, your friend Elizabeth here. If you were sitting right in front of me, I would say you really need to make this about you and not about him. If you know in your heart of hearts, you cannot live with this guilt and you'd rather have it out there and not have the person in your life anymore... then say it.
No.
If you want this person in your life forever,
right?
And you, but and you can live with this, but forgive yourself for it and move past it, then you don't say anything.
Maybe some of you have had this happen in your life, whether you know somebody, whether you have had this happen with your current spouse or your current relationship, or you were the one who did this. You're in this same mixed listener's shoes. If it's happened to you, how did you handle it?
This did happen to friends of ours.
You say no.
Friends of ours up in Green Bay. A couple that I helped set up, and they were engaged, and they were getting married in Mexico, and the date was set, and we were all booking flights and all this stuff. He, out of nowhere, none of us had any idea, revealed to her, hey, I had cheated on you. And it was like two years, but they'd only been together about 2-3 years, about 2 years before. Relationship ended. And I don't blame her. Relationship ended. She said, oh my gosh, you've been keeping this from me. You cheated on, you were capable of doing that. How do I know you won't do it again?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've been keeping this secret. And it did. It ended. They both have moved on with other people, and they're happier now for it. But that was hard. But he felt like, I can't live with this guilt. So, okay, what do you think, mixed family here? We're going to give you the question one more time. And then we're going to get to commercials, and we're going to get your calls and texts, and we're going to play those. It says, at the very beginning of our relationship, before we were serious, I cheated on my boyfriend with my ex.
So they weren't serious at the time. It was just kind of like a little bit of a hookup there. And then there was a hookup on the side.
We've been together for 5 years, and now we're talking about getting married. But I still carry the guilt like it happened yesterday. He has no idea, and part of me wants to come clean before we take the next step.
Ooh.
Just terrified I'll destroy everything. Is honesty still the right thing this far down the line at the cost of our relationship? You also said at the start of this question, by the way, mixed listener, before we were serious.
Yeah, it's not like you were 3 years into the relationship and it happened.
Yeah, you didn't really know where it was going to go. So
don't say anything.
Forgive yourself.
Done.
I can't believe I'm saying this too. I don't think you should say anything.
That's interesting that Elizabeth has taken that side.
But you have to be, you have to forgive yourself and be okay with that. Can you? Because once you're in real deep and there's kids and houses and all the things.
Just kind of keep that in the back. You know what happened in the past happened in the past. 414-432-1099.
Text roulette this morning is about someone that cheated years ago and should they come clean. We're going to get to these calls and texts here coming up. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Here is a recap of the message that we received. At the very beginning of our relationship, before we were serious, I cheated on my boyfriend with my ex. Mm. We've been together for 5 years, and now we're talking about getting married, but I still carry the guilt like it happened yesterday. He has no idea, and part of me wants to come clean before we take the next step. Just terrified, I'll destroy everything. Is honesty still the right thing this far down the line at the cost of our relationship? And we have a clinical psychologist that called in, Dr. Julie. Okay, we needed to get to you first because you've probably heard things like this and will perhaps offer the best advice all morning. What do you think for this mixed listener?
Well, this is a very fascinating situation. What I have to say is this. I agree with what you and Radar have already said because it's about her. It's about this listener.
Yeah.
It's about her guilt. The relationship was not yet serious, and she's been carrying this around for 5 years. She hasn't told them for 5 years. Why now? Why now? When you know it's going to hurt him so deeply.
Yeah.
I feel like, honestly, you kind of hinted at this, Elizabeth. It's something that you need to figure out within yourself. Why would you destroy your relationship at this time? Is there something going on? Are you having second thoughts?
Mm.
Or if you are truly in love with this person and the past 5 years have been the best of your life, why destroy it?
Why blow it up right now? Just leave it. It happened in the past when they were not even that serious.
Well,
let it go.
And Dr. Julie, when people say, honesty is the best policy, can you explain a little bit more, though, why in this case you're saying maybe not here, though?
I truly believe that honesty is the best policy. And in any committed relationship, you have to have trust.
Yeah.
100% trust. You're not going to go anywhere in your relationship without that foundation. However, was this something that was, you know, ex-sex before they were even in a new relationship? Was this very serious? Does she still think about him? Normally I would always say come clean. But this situation was 5 years ago before they were even serious.
Yeah.
And it's going to destroy the relationship. It's going to destroy his confidence in her.
Yeah. And
oh,
that's,
my gosh. Yeah.
And I think it really comes down to, does this mixed listener not trust themselves? Is that what it is? And why are they putting themselves through this life sentence of beating themselves up and really reflecting on where is this coming from now? You weren't serious. It's almost like Ross and Rachel. We were on a break.
We weren't serious. They weren't serious.
Also,
yet.
Because you weren't serious, you don't know maybe what he was off doing.
He might have the same thing in his background. Maybe, maybe not. You never know.
And not justifying that the cheating had happened, because when they say cheating, perhaps they were kind of having those talks of commitment. But you've brought up really great points, Dr. Julie.
Dr. Julie, let me ask you this. The old notion of once a cheater, always a cheater. Do you think that's something that she has to worry about? Like, oh my gosh, it's in my head. I might do this again. Or if she brings it up to now her boyfriend, and if they go on in this marriage, you think that's something that he's going to be like, oh, okay, well, now that's in the back of my head.
Dr. Julie, do you believe that to be true? Once a cheater, always a cheater from what you've seen?
If you do not work on yourself, I do believe that, actually.
Wow.
But so you're saying this mixed listener needs to work on herself.
They need to work on themselves, yes.
Yes. If you work on yourself, there's always hope. There's always chance to change and become a better version of your own self. But cheating is something that's a betrayal, and it's a passive-aggressive behavior. So it's just kind of interesting. You got to figure that out, why you do that.
Wait a minute. Explain why you say cheating is it's a pretty aggressive behavior. Why do you say it's a passive aggressive behavior?
Because it's hidden. It's secret. It's kind of saying, I'm angry with you, or I'm not happy with you, and so I'm going to hurt you behind your back.
I've never, ever heard
unbelievable way to
cheating framed that way. Did you guys catch what Dr. Julie just said?
That's why we get professionals on the air.
Exactly. A clinical psychologist. It is. It's passive aggressive. But what about the people that like want to get caught?
Yeah, that's just break up clean and don't hurt the other person.
Yeah.
Don't do that to that person.
That's really going to ruin.
People that are hoping to get caught are just people that they don't have the guts to just end it.
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
They don't. Okay. They don't. Yeah. They're cowards.
They find a way to say, oh, look what happened.
They're
guess
cowards
it's over. Right.
And selfish. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Dr. Julie, we could have a whole segment with you. We're going to get your phone number here off the air because we want to have Dr. Julie back on the show.
Yeah, please hold on.
Thank you for calling and being a part of this. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I'd love to come back, and good luck to your listener.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, that was quite the conversation to have there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Holy cow.
And we're seeing all of your texts that are coming through here on the Siding Unlimited text line. And we know there's more calls coming in here too, but we got to stay on time and everything here on the radio station. So we're going to take a break and get to some of these calls here coming up on this morning's text roulette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Chris, thanks for hanging out. What'd you want to say?
I had a friend, and she was in the same boat. She was only dating the guy for a handful of times before she actually cheated. Then they went on for about 3.5 years before they decided to get engaged. And then she found out she was pregnant right before the wedding. And she just ended up, she was like, oh, I feel guilty this, I feel guilty that. I was like, why would you feel guilty? You know, it was only a handful of times. You didn't know you were serious. And then I was like, you know, you're pregnant now. Just go, you know, go along.
Yeah, just go with life as it goes right now. Okay.
You know? Yeah, I was like, you just do this and he's going to think you're still cheating, like that baby's not his or something, you know, and, you know, this whole mess is going
to
happen.
Right, so what did she say? Yeah, what did she decide to do?
Did she come clean?
She did, and it blew up, and it turned into, like, the Maury Show. It was really bad, and it just...
It turned into, like, who's the dad?
Yeah, it
Who was the dad?
Literally... Oh, her fiance was the dad.
Okay, but he got a little...
He got really anxious.
Anxious about it, yeah.
Understandably so, though.
Blew up on her face. They're not together anymore, obviously, because it was just... It was a big mess.
Well, Chris, but here's the heart of this question, though. Does she regret saying something?
I honestly, from the way she acted, it almost seemed like she was relieved.
Like she didn't want to be with him?
It almost seemed that way. Like,
and like she was glad
she was
that she
guilty,
got it out.
Almost like what Dr. Julie said a little bit there. Like, okay, I'm not sure I want to be with him the rest of my life. Yes, we have a baby together, but I'm going to do something or come clean with something that's going to
It almost seemed like
be an excuse.
Guilt turned into relief.
Release. Yeah.
So much for this mixed listener to think about going through this. And Chris, thank you for sharing the situation you were in with your friend. We've got one more call we want to get to here before we get to some of these texts, trying to solve this question for the mixed listener who cheated 5 years ago in the relationship very early on. Their words, it wasn't serious. Now they're looking to get married. They're holding on to this guilt and thinking, should I say something? Knowing it'll likely blow up the whole relationship, and they're terrified that it will. Thank you so much for hanging on, Melissa. What did you want to say?
I just think she needs to really check her heart and wonder, like, why now? Why does she want to come clean now? I agree with everything that you guys have been saying, but I guess, what is she holding on to? Does she still have feelings for this person? Has it happened again?
Or does she not want to be with her current fiance? Kind of like what Chris was saying.
Or... does the announcement that they're engaged, is the ex going to come out of the woodwork and be like, hey, something happened here? Is somebody going to say something? Is there fear of that possibility too?
Yeah, but they weren't really serious.
It wasn't even before the relationship. You know, if it was before the relationship was really happening, then who cares?
Right.
I mean, and that's kind of where that is where I stand
still
too.
Going on?
That is where I stand also. If it wasn't serious, you have to forgive yourself.
Let it go.
You have to forgive yourself and really put that behind you. Like, put it behind you. Move
on. Absolutely. Yeah.
You did something you're not proud of. The relationship wasn't serious. But if this is who you're committed to, then you need to move on. Melissa, thank you for hanging on and waiting. We know you had to sit on hold for a bit, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, this was a heavy one. Thank you so much for chiming in on this.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, call us again. Okay, so we got some texts here. Here's one, and I don't know that I agree with this.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Only time it's cheating is when you are engaged or married. Forget about it. Don't say anything. That was not cheating.
No, if you're in a pretty committed relationship, even if it's boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend and girlfriend, boyfriend and boyfriend, whatever the situation is, if you're pretty solid with each other, that's still cheating.
Yes. And here's a good one that says, I think that they should reverse it and think about it. Would they want to know? Would it bother them? Would it make a difference if they knew or didn't know?
That's really... I never thought of that.
And here's a text that says, this is one of those secrets that you will let sink into the ocean.
Gone
like
though.
Titanic, throw the necklace out.
Yeah, far.
Wow.
Oh, and Jack, here's another Jack, one. There goes Jack.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
I'll never let go. Here's one more text, a final one. I think whatever happened before the official date of them being a couple should be left alone.
Is there an official date?
And they
date?
Signed their name. Shal from Milwaukee signed their name on that text.
Okay. Is there an official date when you're... When you meet somebody, is this like, we started dating? Is there something that has to happen? I don't know that you can really say that. I mean, if you weren't serious, look, the texter said, we weren't serious when this happened. So maybe they were like, hey, we've been kind of dating, but I'm seeing another dude. And now they're a little closer.
Lots to think about.
Now from then on,
And hopefully we'll get an update from this mixed listener as we send the audio back to them through the text line, which is what happens here when you throw your questions out. So even if you send this question at 9 p.m., maybe you can't listen in the morning. We hope you can. We'll send the audio back to you. But this is a lot to think about. And I hope this advice helped. That's the goal of Text Roulette. What can we help solve for you coming up on the show? 414-432-1099. Your texts are always anonymous, and we'll throw it out there to get some of this advice and help you out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.